then and only then can I expect to receive that miracle of relief from the compulsion to eat in an irrational fashion, or the compulsion to do a lot of other things that in my life are irrational. So, it's profitable for me to think about falling backwards. I also recommend in the original O.A. Brown book on page 191 and 192, Dr. Linder gives what I think is a great explanation of the difference between submission and surrender. I won't try to go into that this morning, but if you want to understand more about the difference between submission and surrender, look in the original Brown book and read the part Dr. Linder was kind enough to contribute to our fellowship. Letting go. Those of you who were in the meditation this morning, remember my story about the towel, Clancy again, talking about the guy who said, well, I came into AA and realized I had a serious problem, and I just threw in the towel and got well. And Clancy says, that's a damn lie. What he did was take that towel and tear off a little corner and throw it in. And when that didn't turn out to be enough, then he tore off another little piece and threw that in. And finally, over a period of time, the whole towel was gone, and when the whole towel was gone, he got well. So my objective is to keep watch for pieces of towel, and when I find one, I better throw it in. Now let me talk about physical maintenance. What do I do? How do I work it? I work it again by combining the spiritual and the physical simply because I cannot separate them. One of the things I learned in the equipment business over many years is that everything has some finite period between overhauls. And this program, for me, has a finite period between overhauls, and the maximum period is 24 hours. I have to re-recognize every day what it is I am, a glutton, a compulsive eater, and ask for help to be different from that just for today. I begin each day generally before I get out of bed by doing the Lord's Prayer in singular. I then do the seventh step prayer. You can look that up in the big book. And then I get ready for a period of reading, prayer, and meditation, RPM. Cranks me up for the day. I absolutely do not leave the house before I make my contract. It is very, very rare that I leave the house before I finish all my reading, and I always get back and do it before the day closes. In this 15 years, 9 months, and 6 days, that's only happened maybe 4 or 5 times. I begin by reading today's page in the OA book for today. I then read the Sanskrit proverb that I read to you last night, look to this day, in the 24-hour book. Somebody told me that's not approved literature. Well, it's approved for me. Then I read that page, today's page, in the 24-hour book. And then I make my contract, and my contract goes like this. O Lord, I ask and beseech thy help for today, this one day, Sunday, the 14th of October, and for every day for the rest of my life, however many that may be. And I ask that you relieve me of the compulsion to eat. Help me to put food into its proper perspective in my life. And of lust, help me to put